It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is April 23rd, 2020. And somehow I think I record one already today, so this may be a bonus episode. It's been a day. So I don't remember what all I'm pretty sure I recorded something already today. I'm going to go assuming I did that. And okay. So tonight, you know, I've been talking about my adventures of becoming an amateur extra radio operator and becoming a VE. Well, tonight I had my first opportunity to actually just log in and help out. Someone forwarded me the information I need in order to get logged in. And so I logged into the Zoom meeting that we run. And I said, okay, I'm new here. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm here to help. I mean, really, there's not much to do when you're VE, unless you're the person kind of the session lead, I guess is what I'll call it. In this particular scenario, all you do is you sit there and you pretty much don't say anything, and you just watch the applicant or the watch the tester do the things. The lead person, you know, walks through a certain process, but other than that, it's pretty simple. So, probably a few more, and then I probably feel more comfortable running one myself if they needed me to do something. So, hey, this is kind of cool. Yeah, it works pretty good. When I did the test, they had just kind of everyone, whoever was applying, come in. They, did the test, and then they sent you on your merry way. Well, now what happens is they're utilizing the rooms feature within Zoom. So now they can, or breakout rooms, I should say. So then what you can do is you can create multiple breakout rooms and have multiple tests going on at once. So in my session, I guess I'm not sure if the other that one guy was active at that time or not. There was four or five VEs in the room, and then there was the one tester that came in. There's at least four. Well, I know there was at least five VEs. I don't know if one was actually physically there or not. And then they came in, they did the spiel, they logged into the site in order to take the test, and then the testee took their test, and then when they're done, it automatically grades it, and you know, it's just like that. It's like boom, if you pass or fail, there's not much negotiating with that. And then they're done. You log it, you can turn on your microphone and say, "Hey, congratulations, way to go." beyond that, most of them weren't very talkative, which is understandable. They don't know people. I'm sure if you get like an extrovert or someone who's just willing to, who loves talking to everybody, they could talk your ear off. But yeah, it was kind of a cool experience. Kind of fun to watch them pass and, you know, see how they react and so on. And then, it kind of, sort of, I guess, if you want to call it that, secret sauce is made by all the back talk and stuff that I heard with the group. So it's really neat. It's they're definitely refining the processes, and there's a few processes that need to be refined yet that they've already identified. They have ideas, just probably not necessarily had time to do it. They're going to have one more session yet on Sunday, and I think that's already fully booked. And then they're going to take a week off, one, to recuperate, two, to kind of take that time to get some of the, if you want to call it the club business, taken care of and stuff. and then kind of probably rejigger how some of the stuff is being done. And then get back, or then they'll get back to running tests again. So, and I'm going to post this out on my Learning Ham group that I'm in. Say, hey guys, GLARG is not taking any tests at this point. You can expect to see some more out there in probably approximately a week. Just keep your eye on the site and sign up when you see something. There, we're talking about trying to prioritize extras because I think I mentioned that in amateur radio, the tests or the question pool is good for 4 years, and the extra test expires this year. And June 30th is the last day you can take a test with that. July 1st, the new book takes in effect. So there's a lot of people who have been studying that can't take the test because they don't have the normal regular testing area. And, you know, in my area, typically, I can drive within, let's say, hour and a half. And we can find out, or in, I can get into a test. There's some just south of me, some just east of me, a lot of them in the metro area, the Twin Cities metro area, Minneapolis, St. Paul metro area, whatever you want to call it. And of course, we have our local club, but they are only once every 3 months, so once a quarter. So, you know, it's a little harder to get into them. Some of the others are more often, some of them are less often. But yeah, when you're studying for the extra test, it's a lot of. Well, I jokingly say, and this is, and it's only half jokingly, that you're getting a minor in electronics or in radio electronics. There's a lot of electronics based stuff and how components work together in order to achieve a certain purpose. Technically, you could probably take all the pieces together and probably build a radio. I don't know. I don't think I have that skill set. But so, yeah, I had my first three tests. I don't know if I'm actually going to be assigning a VE in that in this particular case, or if it's just going to be a just an observer, I guess, if you want to call that. But they are adding me to the list, so I'll know when the how to get into the future ones. And next one is Sunday. I don't know what Sunday brings for me yet, but I'll try and log in at least for an hour or two and help out, even if it's more towards the evening like I did tonight. So it's 6 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock, so I should probably get going here. But I just thought I'd record this because it's an experience seeing this, and I think seeing it in person will bring a whole different level to it. Unfortunately, as we all know, things are not going that way for a while yet, but eventually we'll be able to do this stuff in person again. So, and I'll be ready because I'll have my ARRL VE exam all done by then. So, yay. I was going to say one thing. Oh, yeah. Today, our governor announced that our kids will not be returning back to the school buildings for the rest of this school year. And I believe he also said for the summer. So we are done, I guess, so to speak, for all that kind of stuff. So that'll be a interesting adventure in the kids getting all their stuff. And of course, you know, the 2020 graduates, I do feel bad for them pretty much nationwide. It's going to be a year that they won't forget. That is for darn sure. What else is there? The governor is starting to really open up a few, quote, non-essential manufacturing jobs, as long as they can prove that they can keep separation and all that kind of stuff. So he, you know, they're saying between the U of M, the University of Minnesota, and come on, brain. University of Minnesota and Mayo Clinic. Oh, yeah, Mayo Clinic. How can you forget them? They can produce, I forget what it was, 20,000 tests a day or something. I forgot exactly what the number is. But it's more than anyone has been able to produce before. So I believe what I have heard is that they are now instructing people, or instructing these medical facilities, test anyone who has probable symptoms. And, yeah, so the numbers will probably increase simply because they're testing more, but then they'll have a much better handle of exactly how many infections there are. And I think that will probably help drive the next steps of opening things up. So that's kind of partially good news.
There
was one thing that reminded me of. I don't remember. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but with my eosinophilic esophagitis, EOE for short, think of it as, well, in basic terms, my throat is swelled up because of allergic reaction. All these white blood cells are just building up. And they determined that they need to do some gentle stretching, I think is how they called it, on the narrowest portion, just to help ensure I don't have any issues and so on, because it is getting pretty narrow. But today I got a call from saying, yeah, by the way, we need you to come down Monday morning to get a COVID-19 test. This is now a requirement as part of, as part of getting this quote surgery done. This is part of the requirement now. It's like, oh, okay. So Rochester, where Mayo Clinic is let's just say an hour and a half, hour 45 minute drive. Depending upon traffic. Yep, it will be. So I'm going to be driving, we'll just say 3 hours to do a 10 minute test. And I have to do it there, turn around, and then come back, go to work that day. 2 days later, turn around, same drive down. That will be a little bit longer at least, but, and then drive back again. So we'll be putting on the miles on the vehicle. Unfortunately, we don't have enough medical bills to necessarily offset that, or, you know, get any credits historically in taxes. So I usually don't keep track of it, but yeah, so that'll be, it's like, yay. Unfortunately, I can crank on the radio and, well, the amateur radio, and I'm not really a chatter, but I could, if I wanted to, or if I hear people talking, at least listen to them. All that kind of fun stuff. So at least I'll have some sort of entertainment along the way. And all of your lovely sultry voices in my ear as I drive down the road going 65 miles an hour. Not over, because it's a 65 mile an hour zone. Shh. Anyway, I think it's long enough, especially as I think this is a bonus episode. I got to find a better placement for my microphone. And I can't see this. If I put the microphone where it should be, I can't see the monitor. And if I move it to where I can see the monitor, I'm a little quieter. I don't know. I got to figure that out. So, okay, well, I am going to call it here. And everyone have a good night, a good day. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye. The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.